Cincinnati history will soon come to life online. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
In the basement of UC's Carl Blegen Library stand metal filing cabinets filled with very important information. On the 340,000 index cards are the birth and death records of Cincinnatians from 1865 through 1908.
Some people will spend hours going through all the Smiths, looking for that one person.
Head of the University of Cincinnati's Archives and Rare Books Library, Kevin Grace, and his staff spend plenty of time in the stacks gathering information for people who live too far away to come here. Lots of requests are from Germany. One even came from South Korea. Others are much closer.
We did have a fellow in here last summer who was looking for people who had died of respiratory diseases in the early part of the 20th century, and so he went through a lot of these just searching for some evidence of that and trying to extrapolate data and percentages based on that.
Grace got 3,000 requests in the last year. All this research takes time. It also takes money. UC charges $10 a search.
Where they'll send in the request along with their check to cover the costs, and they'll say, I'm looking for so-and-so who died, I think, in the 1890s in Cincinnati, and these are all filed alphabetically, and by the births and deaths are all together.
How did the birth and death records come to be in UC's library basement? Grace says originally the vital records were held in an office on Elm Street downtown. Then years ago, the health department transcribed the information onto index cards. This was to preserve the original books. After 1908, birth and death records became a state matter. Grace thumbs through a stack of index cards in a wooden box that have been brought upstairs to fill genealogy and research requests. Then he shows off the original ledgers that even he and his staff don't use very often. They can crumble to the touch. A year from now, Grace won't have to deal with these types of requests. The library has been awarded a $140,000 grant to digitize the records. Next month, the company UC hires will start scanning the information for eventual use online.
The company we hire will come and pick up the materials, scan them, and return them to us. And then at the end of 6 months, we'll get the hard drives with all this information. We'll load it into the OhioLINK database, and from there it will go on the Internet.
Grace says there will be lots of searchable options 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's free information. Each birth record contains the name of the person, the birth date, race, gender, name and birthplace of the father and the mother, occupation of the father, doctor or midwife, and hospital. Death records have name, age, date and cause of death, address, occupation, race and gender, attending physician, funeral home and place of burial. Because some of the causes of death are confusing, Gray says volunteers compiled a glossary of medical terms.
I think people will be fascinated to see these records. The user will get an actual image of the record itself, but there will be several fields they can search. So let's say you're interested in the public health history and you're interested in how many people died of tuberculosis in Cincinnati from 1890 to 1900. You can narrow the search that far and get a list of everyone, what their occupations were, you know, and start relating historical events, neighborhoods, occupations, ethnicity, all of that. You can start to relate those factors to each other much, much better.
Cincinnati is not alone in its efforts to digitize. The state of Massachusetts has put vital records online. It took 3 years to make the 8.5 million names from 1841 to 1910 searchable. Just recently, Ancestry.com announced it would expand its relationship with the National Archives and Records Administration. Reuters reports this will help bring millions of new documents online for the first time. UC's Kevin Grace sees lots of possibilities, including yearbooks.
That begin in Cincinnati in 1894 and come up to the present. We've already gotten a small grant through the same agency to digitize the yearbooks through 1950, and we've just applied for a grant to do the rest of the yearbooks from 51 to the present.
And he's not stopping there. Grace says he's also applied for a grant to digitize some rare and unique research notebooks on the history of Irish theater. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.